All right, some of us want to watch the Miami Hurricanes game. Just kidding. I saw that they're playing Carolina. Very chashuva thing. No, I probably botched in the end of it. Okay. So, Rabbi Trapai texted me like an hour and a half ago, late cancellation. So hopefully Hashem will give me the right words to say. Just scribbled a couple of things down. So here we go.
Make it up. Everyone's sleeping anyway.
Yeah. Very good. So I heard today, Torah Anytime is a great, great website. So there's a lot of great, great Rabbanim on Torah Anytime. Just forgetting of the Rav's name that I'm forgetting. Something with an S. So check it up. Something with an S. And he quoted a great story from Rav Yoshev. 1948, when the Jordanians were bombing Yerushalayim. I don't know. The Jordanians? Is that? I'm not holding in. Yeah, Jordanians? But someone who doesn't like the Jews. They didn't like the Jews. So what happened was, is that they bombed a certain shtibel in Meir Sharim, and there's a lot of glass right before Shabbos. There was a lot of glass everywhere, and it was mamash a disaster. So what happened was some of the Nashim Sikanios of Meir Sharim, 1948. I wonder if my great grandparents were there. My grandparents were from Meir Sharim, and the story goes is that right before Shabbos, they said, we don't know when the shelling is going to stop, but we can't go into Shabbos like this. So what happened? They literally, in the middle of the shelling, or right when the shelling stopped for a second, they cleaned up all the glass, so they shouldn't go into Shabbos like with glass everywhere. Rabbi Yoshev said, Rabbi Yoshev said at the time, that in tzchus of these women, that they went, and they risked their lives to be able to clean up. And such a muna and such bitachon to be able to clean up the shul before Shabbos, the shul shouldn't have broken glass on Shabbos. That actually stopped the shelling in 1948, which I thought was an unbelievable maisa. Why am I sharing this maisa? Because we know that this week's parsha is Parah. Akel Pekudei is beautiful, beautiful stuff. A little hard at the last second to try to get off a message from Vayakel Pekudei, but maybe we'll tie it into a little bit of Vayakel. Right now, Vayakel is brought down from the Sefer Ava Shalom. He's the Kosov Rebbe. Vayakel is Gematria Mikvah. So you actually do it. It's not like one off, two off, ten off. It's 151, I think. Vayakel is Gematria Mikvah. So he says, what's Pshat? It's very nice. It's the same Gematria, but what's the explanation? He says that right now we know Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. It was Yom Kippur. Right after he got forgiveness from the Cheder Eagles. It was right after Yom Kippur. And he was gathering Klal Yisrael to be able to teach them about Shabbos. So he says, when Jews come together, and they have a certain goal in mind, achdus and unity and community, caring, b'aris diversity, but community, unity, what happens? It brings a tremendous tahara. It brings a purification. This says that's why Vayakel is gematria mikvah. It brings a certain purity. The Paraduma, we know, the Paraduma was the same thing. Says the Beis Aaron, one of the Kalina Rebbe's, he says an incredible thing. He says that nowadays we have to believe that the same way that the ashes of the Paraduma purified every single person that was impure, we have to know that when we hear or when we read Parshas Parah 2018, we're actually also becoming purified. Just the reading, says the Beis Aaron. And I'll give you a raya from the pasuk. The Avodas Yisrael says, the Kushan Sir Magid says, the pasuk says, the opening pasuk for Parshas Parah. It says, "Zos chukas haTorah asher tziva Hashem lemor." So this is the chok HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem commanded saying. So the famous question that Or Chaim brings it down, others bring down, is that the word lemor seems to be very extra, extraneous. Extraneous? Is that the word? Extraneous? It seems to be very extra. You could tell my wife that I use the fancy word. Extraneous. Very, what's in a, okay, whatever. I don't want to get too extraneous. That's where we're holding. Lemor. What's going on? Okay, just this is the chok that they said. What's saying? So he said, that Moshe Yisrael says, no. Because Shbaruch Hu is telling the Jews that even though we're not going to have the Beis HaMikdash, Zos Chukas HaTorah should see Hashem Lemor. Lemor means continue reading about the Parshas Parah and you'll have the same effect. You'll have the same Tahara. You'll have the same purification that the Jews had even when they had the Beis HaMikdash and they had the Paraduma. You'll still have that. You'll still have that. And we know even those who say some poskim. I think the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Aruch HaShulchan for sure brings it down. That Parshas Parah is also daraisa, but just like Parshas Zachar is daraisa, it's Parshas Parah is daraisa. Sometimes when you say the word daraisa to any female, it's like they get like there's like a certain tense like oh daraisa, oh my gosh, what's gonna be? So everyone relax. Everyone's got to do what's best for their family and this and that. But there are those who say that Parah is Daraisa. So I want to understand just in the few minutes that we have, in the next 5 minutes, what's going on with Parshas Parah? What's the lesson? Why is it Daraisa? What does it have to do with Tahara? What does it have to do with Vayakel, Gematria, Mikvah? Here we go. We know Chazal tell us that Parshas Parah, Parah Duma was a tikkun, was a fixing for Chet HaEgel. And we know famously, Chazal tell us, Ein Katir Nasa Seneger, right? The defender or the prosecutor can't be the defender. The defender can't be the prosecutor. What's going on over here? We sinned with the ego. We sinned with making a golden calf. So now with a cow. So now the fixing of that is going to be with a cow. Seems to be like, what's the word I'm looking for, Rebbe? A contradiction.
Juxtaposition.
That's fancy. It seems to be a contradiction. Hashem, you know, we served this cow, but no, you know how we're going to fix it? We're going to fix it with another cow. I think it's crazy. So everyone knows the famous pshat, but I think it bears repeating. And this is from different rabbanim. I saw from the Mishka Matzal, and I saw also from, I think, the Sasemis. They all say the same word. It says, what was the sin of the Igal Zav? The sin of the Igal Zav is that we didn't know. We didn't know where Moshe was. We had a lack of amunah. We had a lack of faith. It was tumma. A person doesn't know. We were confused. We was choshech. We didn't know what's going on. So what's the ultimate tikkun? The ultimate fixing of something that we needed to understand is a mitzvah where we don't understand. The ultimate chok, zos chukas haTorah, the paraduma, which even Shlomo Melch didn't even understand the reason. The only one to know understand the reason was Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Shlomo Melch says, we know Chazal say was the smartest person ever, and even him, he didn't know. So it says what? So in Kadegar Nasus and Eger, that's thrown out the window. Why? Because Dafka, the tikkun that we needed for the Egel Azov is Pasha the Paraduma. It had to be the Paraduma because that's exactly what we were missing. What we were missing by the Egel Azov is that we didn't know where Moshe was. We started bugging out. Where's Moshe? Okay, we have to make something. And there are those who say that wasn't the biggest deal. The Eben Ezra has this whole thing. The Malabat Zchus and Klai Yisrael wasn't a big deal. But we needed a tikkun. The tikkun was to be able to take a mitzvah, a complete mitzvah, something that we don't understand. Which I think maybe we could try to connect to what we said from before. Vayakel is gematria mikvah. Mikvah, if you look at the word mikvah, has the lashon of kaveh. Kaveh means to hope, it means to believe. When a person has a certain belief in emunah, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it immediately brings tahara. It immediately brings purification. That's what the paraduma was. The paraduma was, I don't know why Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to have this red heifer, and not the red heifer we all remember from the restaurant, and used to be on King George, not there anymore, very chashuv place. Baruch Hashem, we had a good times there. Shana Af. I made that joke already. So I was ever there earlier place. I apologize. It was a good place. But the paraduma specifically brings the same purification. Why? Because the paraduma is the tahara, right? That's what the paraduma does. It brings purification. Why? Because it's all about mikvah. It's all about kaveh. It's all about believing. It brings the lashon of emuna. It brings the lashon of I don't know understanding, but I'm going to do it anyways. And that's why we know that the mitzvah of kibbutz avim and mitzvah shiloh hakan, it's the same reward. Right? I don't know who says this. Someone says, maybe someone can tell me who says this. We know that the same reward is for both those mitzvahs. When you send away the mother bird, you get a long life, and kibbutz avim, l'man yeruch and yamecha. So why is that? So if someone says this, I don't, it's not my word. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to say, oh, there's a mitzvah you understand, there's a mitzvah you don't understand, don't think that you're going to be two different rewards. It's the same reward. Davka, the same reward. Because sometimes it's not about what you have, if it makes sense, it's about just having a muna pshuta. Sometimes I tell that to my wife, and she's like, it's like a very high level. Just ahead, just say, hey, I have to have emunah. No, you have to do your shtadlus also. The emunah brings tahara. It brings a lot of clarity. Just to be able to close with the personal story, and then one more thing, because I know everyone's like, yeah, 2 minutes left in my thing over here. This week I was having an issue in school, and I was just like, I was just getting back and forth. It was a whole thing, and then I just said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what do you want from me? I'm just trying my best. When a person just gives in, and a person just says, Rabbono Shalom, I'm not doing anything anymore. I'm going to do my ishtalos, but I'm putting in your hands. I'm telling you, the rest of the week it was a different week. Every single time that I thought that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to try this, I'm going to try that, I failed every time. Once I said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to do my ishtalos, but at the end of the day, it's up to you. Everything else, I just felt like it was Hashach al Hashem, Hu Yichal Kaleka. You throw in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you deal with this. This person's really messing with me and really bothering me. This is on your Rabbono Shalom. I can't deal with this. So emunah is something very easy to talk about, but how do we work on it? The Kabbalah Rebbe says, Hemanti kiadaber, ani anisimiyot. The more you talk about Hemanti kiadaber, when you know how to build your emunah, kiadaber, you have to talk about it. Talk about emunah, talk about stories of emunah. Talk about things that bring faith. Learn about it more, and that will bring the tremendous schus. So please God, we should all be zochet to be able to take these lessons of the Parah Aduma. But last story, I apologize. Everyone's like, oh, he's almost finishing. No. Last story, I wrote it down over here. I apologize. There's a Lubavitcher chassid who came to the Samach Tzedek. And he told the Rebbe, I think they said the story before, he said, Rebbe, I'm struggling with emunah. He says, okay, you're struggling with emunah, very good. And then Rebbe, I'm struggling with emunah, what should I do? He said, oh, don't worry, you'll be okay. We all have our times. So he says, Rebbe, you don't understand. I'm not talking about like Erev or, like I'm struggling with emunah. Like it's a pretty big deal. So he says, the fact that it bothers you so much, it's brilliant. The fact that it bothers you so much shows that you really do have emunah. Brilliant, no? The fact that you're telling me that it bothers you so much shows that you really do have emunah. So sometimes it'll be hard. We have a lot of times that are choshech, and we have a lot of times that we don't understand. We have to know that if it does bother us, then that shows that down deep that we really do have emunah. And I think that's really the lesson of Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is realizing that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam's hands. It's the ultimate tikkun of the Egel Azav, which is the mikvah, which is kaveh. And Hashem should bless us now when we read those 22 psukim on come Shabbos, not just something we're trying to get rid of our chiyuv d'oraisa because the Aruch HaShulchan said it's d'oraisa. We're taking in the message of Parah Aduma of faith, emunah, and full bitachon in the Kadosh Baruch Hu.